Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy.
TTN.
I love it.
Somebody had to do it. TTN stands for the Take the North podcast. That is one of the things that Dan Wiederer does for us at 670 The Score. He's also with The Athletic. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Dan Wiederer, we are talking to you after a Bears win. And this segment with Dan is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Dan, what were your biggest observations from the W yesterday?
First of all, I love the TTN whisper. I think I need to have that, you know, three or four times a day just to get me refocused and fired up. I think Sunday afternoon was a performance that everyone needed. Everybody in that building, every coach, every player, every administrator, a lot of fans, media members, just a nice reset in a very controlled way, right? Like the Bears made sure that they played that game on their terms. And then they did very important things at very important moments to make sure the game stayed on their terms. And I think that was probably the most impressive part about it. I think those two touchdown drives, the one to end the first half, and then obviously the 19-play drive to consume almost the entire third quarter was a team just saying, hey, this game is ours today, and you're not going to take it from us.
Dan, what a difference a week can make. And I'm talking about me personally here, because I was as down on the Bears as anyone, fully expecting offensively them to be fine, but the defense wouldn't be as good. But now I'm supercharged about this offense and Caleb Williams. I still have questions about the defense, but as far as Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, that marriage going forward, how can you not feel great about what is transpiring?
Well, look, like you need to see this multiple times, and we do have to keep the proper frame around yesterday. It's against a depleted Dallas defense that's been really, really bad. You see what Russell Wilson did against the Cowboys in week two, and then what he did against the Chiefs in week three, and you go, okay, it's not as easy to replicate as it may seem. And so the Bears are now in the business of trying to replicate that. What I loved most about the performance yesterday was how clean it was. And again, these are things that aren't going to show up on an All-22 video study with how quickly they're breaking the huddle. And to hear the head coach say, look, it felt a lot smoother with the way the quarterback was getting the plays called, getting the line to operate, and then you get through an entire game without a pre-snap penalty, without a sack, without a turnover. Like, that's winning quarterback play right there. The four touchdowns are awesome, and those are the things that are going to get you all the accolades when the week goes on. But the ability to play clean, error-free football is something that's huge for a growing union that Caleb and Ben have. And so now, again, the business is doing it again. And then if you do it again after that, and then again after that, and start to stack these performances together to where they become your identity.
It was kind of perfect that Caleb did what he did, Dan, because one of your themes this week on Take the North and on The Score was sort of the pass that we were giving Caleb Williams, that it was better, but still not necessarily good or great. Would you say that this was an example of the Bears winning because of the quarterback?
Well, no question. And look, there's high-level throws on this tape from yesterday. The flea flicker touchdown pass to Luther Burden is a dot. And you've sat in that press box for a long time like I have, and you've seen opportunities like them, like that present themselves, and then the Bears miss. You know, I'm still haunted by the 58-yard touchdown pass that Mitch Trubisky didn't throw to Taylor Gabriel against the Chargers in 2019. And it was miss that ultimately contributed to their season going down the drain, right? And so it's like the big-time playmakers, when there's an opportunity there for them, they make the play, whether it's perfect or not. And we all know that play wasn't perfect. We all know by DeAndre Swift's own admission that the disruption that they got up front prevented him from getting a clean flip back to Caleb Williams. And Caleb had to catch that thing and then throw it on a rope. And throw it on a rope he did, right in stride to Luther Burden. And you had, even Tom Brady on the broadcast says, like, this team is now going to play with more juice for the rest of the afternoon because of that moment. And that's not to be taken lightly.
Well, Dan, I said earlier, I think that might have been one of those games where you saw really what the full complement of a Caleb Williams-Ben Johnson combination could be. Because everybody got to do a little bit of what they do best. Like, we saw the home run balls hit by Caleb Williams where he gets to have some fun with the trick play, for example, or use that arm talent in ways that are unconventional. We saw a mix of shotgun and under center. We saw plays under structure. We saw creativity with how they have to create a running game where perhaps the personnel isn't 100% there like we saw. There was a little bit of everything that was able to work, and that's why I think it was such a good preview of what could be to come this year.
You saw six players carry the football. You saw eight players catch the football. And this is volume, right? And this is versatility. And this is Ben Johnson being able to do Ben Johnson things and keep a defense guessing. There's not only one way we can beat you. We can get all these guys involved in different ways. Now try to pick what you're going to try to stop, and we'll find another answer to beat you. And so this is it, right? This whole experiment in 2025 is to see if Ben and Caleb can find the rapport and the chemistry to get this thing unlocked, you know, 14 times out of 17 games. and that's the challenge of climbing the ladder in the NFL. And it was great yesterday. It was great to see everyone involved. It was great to see the way, again, that they controlled things. The end of the half was so fascinating to me because they got the ball back just in front of the 2-minute warning, and they seemed content to just kind of run clock. And I think that's where the mindset was initially. And then you get to a third down after four running plays in a row, and Caleb hits a basic completion to Roma Dunze, but it's a basic completion that now changes your mindset of, okay, now we're across midfield, now we had a chance to do some things. Then he hits the next pass to Luther Burden, and now you're in the scoring zone, and you're like, okay, now we can go for seven instead of three, and then you punch that thing in the end zone to Cole, and all of a sudden you're in firm control of the football game, whereas a couple minutes earlier, you're like, are they just trying to run out the clock here and go to halftime with a three-point lead? Instead, they've got the game in their hands, and they never gave it back.
This segment with Dan Wiederer is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kind of like the Bears defense was, and that was unexpected as we continue our conversation with Dan here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Dan, I'm looking at this defense now and I'm saying, okay, you're without some of your best players, but you're still doing big things as far as creating turnovers. And of course, just holding the Cowboys to just one touchdown. How much of that is CeeDee Lamb being unavailable, and how much right. of that is Dennis Allen adjusting?
It's a combination, but certainly CeeDee Lamb's exit changed everything. It changed the way the Cowboys were going to attack. It changed how, in danger the Bears were in certain situations. And they seemed very content to give up some chunks on the ground, and they're going to have to shore up the run defense a little bit. But the whole goal was to just, you know, play a lot of too high shell and make the Cowboys nickel and dime you to get their money. And they just couldn't do it consistently enough. And then when you get a lead, and then when you get that lead up into the double digits, now you can start to do things as a defense where you know, you're coming after the quarterback, you're able to create pressure, the pressure creates turnovers, and all of a sudden that faucet gets wide open, you know, and the turnovers come in bunches, like they always say, and they came in bunches in the second half there for a Bears defense that was really in need of a performance like that to just get rid of whatever that was in week two at Ford Field, because we all know how really out of character it was, and obviously how abysmal the performance was. And now you've got this immediately on your resume right after to say, this is the kind of defense we can play when we're all locked in.
That's a great point. Like, if nothing else, who knows what's going to happen next week? If nothing else, that pushes that away, and the world got to see that they're not that bad. And
right.
Who knows what this defense is going to be as it evolves throughout the season? I don't know yet. There's still concerns stopping the run, all of that stuff. I don't know if you guys know this. Actually, it's pretty obvious. You can't spell Weederer without Wiener Circle.
That's absolutely incorrect.
I have not, but I've heard about this, the four touchdown thing. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, congrats, everybody. You got free hot dogs.
Weedsy, great job taking. I was in that interview room with you on separate sides. Congratulations on taking the lead on the Wiener Circle. Somebody had to do it, and I'll be damned if it wasn't my partner on the Take the North podcast.
I had to ask that question to Rome in the locker room as well. And asking, you know, young men who have never heard of the Wiener Circle before about the Wiener Circle is a tough task, right? And you've got to make sure that you're in the right vibe in that moment to get that question across. I appreciate both those guys for playing along and making that fun. But this is it, Grody. Like, this is what we talk about.
Yes.
Like, this is what happens when you're able to win, and when you're able to win in convincing fashion. We get to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get to have
like it's 2018, right, Layla?
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
The conversations are lighter, right?
We can get into the trick play conversation, by the way, from 2018 and all the named
Santa
plays.
Santa Slay. Okay.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
The one for the flea flicker's pretty rich.
We don't have an explanation yet, though, on
Oh, are you kidding me?
You didn't hear about this?
I haven't gotten it yet.
So for those who don't know, Luther Burden is on the record saying that the name of the flea flicker against the Cowboys is the White House.
It's against the Cowboys.
Right.
Why did this? See, I needed you guys last night when I was writing my story because I couldn't get it to click in. And I asked like three guys in the locker room for a little bit of help of deciphering it. And they couldn't explain it. The Bears players either were playing, secretive or they honestly didn't know. And so now it's all coming together.
Because that explanation is not, it's NSFW. It is not safe for work. You can't be, no, that's not safe for on the air.
You can explain what it is.
Yeah, I'll explain what it is. That the Dallas Cowboys had a house where they all hung out and acted like
a bunch
of 25-year-old men with lots of money and lots of women and lots of drugs.
They acted like heathens.
Heathens, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Reportedly like extras on Scarface.
Reportedly.
Allegedly.
So yeah, that was a heck of a troll job to call that play the White House.
Now we got it. I really could have used this intel last night. This is what happens when you're so deep into it. And then my podcast partner, had to go run and do television, so he couldn't even do the post-game pod with me last night to help us sound that out in real time.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But you guys sounded great. I listened to you guys on my way back home from TV last night.
This segment with Dan Weederer is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Dan, as we continue to talk about this Bears win, I think one of your observations from that drive is worth a discussion. So you were talking about how the Bears were facing a virtually non-existent pass rush. TV broadcast also said, this was courtesy of Tom Brady, that they had to put a spy on Caleb because of the RPO threat on that DJ Moore touchdown. It really just, though, extends to what we saw the defensive plan was against Caleb Williams, and dare I say, perhaps underestimated the quarterback's talent and what this Bears offense was.
Well, look, and this is what happens when you are as gifted as Caleb is. You can do things in different ways to threaten a defense, and now they've got to choose what they want to get beat by, you know, and what they're more scared of. And look, like, Caleb had a big run in Kansas City at the end of the preseason, and I talked to a few people in the building about kind of their I don't want to say surprise, but at least note-taking of how fast he really is when he gets out on the edge. And so that now has become a thing. We saw how he ran in week one against the Vikings and put up some numbers. And you've got that on film now where people are like, oh, man, this guy's pretty quick. When he gets out, he's a lot of trouble. Then when you have that whole marriage of being able to get out, get on the move, use your speed, but you're also trying to scramble and throw, guys get open. DJ Moore standing there in the back of the end zone. Caleb makes an absolute fastball throw to him back there. And that's it. That's game over there. The third quarter's not even over yet, and the game's over. And that would be awesome if this Bears team could continue to have performances like that, where that was the norm, where you go into the fourth quarter and you're just kind of trying to close that thing out without a whole lot of stress.
I just want to ask Dan if you think this is Caleb Williams' best performance ever in his career, and is it by a good margin over his, let's say, next best performance?
Jesus, man. So, you know, obviously by passer rating, it is the best performance. I think the fact that he didn't get sacked is important. I would remind everybody to go listen to the Monday after London last season and remember how everyone was talking about how that seemed to be the permanent breakthrough for the young quarterback, and the Bears offense had now scored 5 touchdowns in back-to-back games for the first time in like 70 years or whatever it was. And so there was a lot of positive vibes coming out of London last year. We forget about that because what followed was an abysmal 10-game losing streak, but that performance in London was pretty darn good. This one's right up there with it. I think that it came at home, that it gave the Bears their first home victory in 350 days helped, and just having some of those magic moments with the flea flicker and the first touchdown to Rome, it really got that stadium awakened early, and through that lens, I think you can probably put it at either 1 or 1A.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of like... Marshall and I were kind of going back. I thought that this was his best performance, but that one cannot be denied. And I haven't done it yet today because we did this last year after the Jacksonville game. A lot of us brought up, because we were throwing a party, we were like, yep, that's our quarterback. He's elite. We've got a quarterback. At least we've got that. And what we were bringing up, and I didn't bring it up today, was the Mitch Trubisky 6-touchdown game at Soldier Field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when we were all like, there he is! That's our quarterback. So there are cautionary tales in history. This is why we allude to those way too many times. History has repeated itself, but I think this is a different quarterback.
All of those things have in common, though, guys, is they're against very vulnerable defenses, right? Like, we knew Tampa coming in 2018 was
secondary.
Atrocious.
They had zero secondary. Right? Yeah.
We knew Jacksonville last year was going to play a heavy dose of man-to-man, and Caleb wasn't going to have to do a whole lot with his eyes, and he ended up just picking them apart. We knew yesterday the Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We just lost Dan.
There goes Dan. He might be out at the hall right now. But,
I thought we were reserving that for like stats and information, not necessarily technological difficulties.
Yeah, well, he got in some good stuff there.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Weezy.
Just in time.
Dan, did you want to finish that thought?
I don't remember where I was when I was about to drop the mic on y'all.
Well, you invoked the name of Mitch Trubisky, and then the whole thing just broke off.
That's
so you tell me.
That's a sign.
See,
that's a sign.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have done it. I was not going to mention Mitch today, but since Jacksonville came up, I did.
Did you hear me say that all those performances have what they have in common is that they were against vulnerable, bad defenses?
Yes,
so that's something to keep in mind. And so now you've got to repeat that. Playing quarterback in this league is really, really difficult, and consistency is the name of the game. And so now it's time for Caleb to just start stacking a bunch of these performances together to take the positive vibes from yesterday and build on it in a way where you're not taking 2 steps back after 1 step forward.
So now that you know the reference to the play called White House, are you going to do anything differently? I mean, you are working for The Athletic, you know.
I can't go back and change my story, but it's nice to know, and we've got a full week of content ahead of us, and we can figure out ways to blend it in, mix it in. I ask you guys this, because did you notice the stark contrast between Ben Johnson in the locker room and the social media video that was shared, and the 5.5 minutes that he gave at the post-game press conference, and why that was such a different Ben Johnson in both those settings?
It was our first question at noon.
It was a big topic in our 5-on-it segment, and I'm interested in your opinion on that.
I'm fascinated by it. There's part of me that loves it, because I do think that eventually games like yesterday have to become routine, and they eventually have to just be, you know, a fist pump rather than a celebration. Now, again, this was the first win for Ben Johnson as a head coach. It was the Bears' first home win in 350 days. There's a lot of emotion packed into it, so I understand the explosion in the locker room. I just was expecting Ben to share a little bit more of the happiness in his post-game press conference. And I was with Grody working the locker room when he was up there. And then when watching it back, I was like, wow, he really didn't take much joy in this at all when he was answering questions about it. And hopefully when he left the stadium last night, he took a chance to really be amused and enjoy that.
I think, Dan, my just really quickly, my opinion on that is just a full circle thing. Ben came out hot.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Matt, there's been two Matts that have been head coaches for the Bears in the last 5 years. So sorry, not sorry. But my philosophy or theory on that, Dan, is he came out hot early in the week, kind of, you know, said the practice habits sucked. It all played out throughout the week, and then it came full circle to being back to being a head coach who's not going to give you anything. So he gave us a lot early and then closed the circle with a win and a little bit of coach speak.
I love it. And we'll see how he is today, you know, at 3 o'clock, and we'll see if he took any more enjoyment in it. But I do think that there's a business-like approach every single day that he's trying to get across to his players. And certainly I think he succeeded last week. He probably succeeded on Sunday evening, and now he's got to succeed in week four with that.
Dan Wiederer, we thank you for your time. We look forward to the next edition of the Take the North podcast. Their postgame one is out now.
That's right. That's right. Are we recording today, Dan, or tomorrow?
This was it today, Grody. Okay. This was me and you today, and then we'll circle back up tomorrow.
That could have been an email. Oh,
I hope we were good. I hope this was good today.
All right. Good to know. So the next one will be out soon, and we look forward to it. Dan Wiederer, thanks for all that you do from Hallis Hall.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it. Thanks,
Dan.
Guys.
That was Dan Wiederer. Coming up next, we ask for this every game. Happy, sad, mad, glad, indifferent. Doesn't matter. The meatball machine is there for you. So we have the meatball machine calls for you next. Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Meatball machine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
The meatball machine is there for you. It's not just on Sundays, by the way. It's not just during the Bears games. The meatball machine is there for you regardless. Like, if you want to vent about other sports, like, say, I don't know, the Cubs getting swept in a 4-game series in Cincinnati, you can do that too.
I almost forgot that happened.
Yeah. Well, the meatball machine didn't. It also doesn't care. It just records what you say. So you can call it at any time. But it's especially good after a Bears game. So let's go with the best of the meatball machine.
Can they play Matt Eberflus every single week for the rest of eternity? That was so, so sweet. Watching Powdered Toast Man on the sideline with his stupid Powdered Toast Man face and his stupid Powdered Toast Man prevent defense bull. Just watching him getting absolutely clowned for 60 minutes. It was so nice to have it not be our defense. And it was even better to watch him finally helping Caleb Williams. Thank you, Matt Eberflus, for being you with your tactics and your nicknames. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let this be how it is more often than not.
Happy Bears Monday. Bears won just like I knew it and predicted, despite all you hosts predicting a loss. Go Bears!
What?
Not all of us hosts.
Oh, all the scar does is say negative things. Oh, that's all you know.
I predicted a loss.
I predicted
I even predicted
L.
that the Bears would score 31 points in the win. So try again, Nostradamus.
What is going on, guys? DJ Eli here. All I have to say, if these boys keep playing like this for the next couple weeks, in the next couple weeks, I have a pedicure appointment that will turn into a manicure appointment, and I will get the Caleb Williams special, if you know what I mean. Layla, what color should I pick? Hey, Bears.
Well, Layla?
Yeah, Layla, what color should
you pick?
Next meatball.
What? Why would you give the color? Hold on. Whoa.
Pause that.
To our meatballers here. He asked you a question.
He just wanted some help. He's probably never gotten a colored manicure before. I vote, and he didn't ask me, but I vote the blue-orange, like, kind of alternate.
Bears.
Yeah. All right, we answered.
Okay.
Bears just win. I wouldn't believe they just won. And even though I saw what I just saw, I still don't believe they just won. Bears.
Okay, this Bears. Is what I'm talking about, Bears. Stop playing around. Play the game. Do what we're supposed to do. Caleb Williams is out here looking like a beast.
Make the play, damn it.
Look, 10 for 16, 239, three touchdowns. Do not fumble the bag the second half. Caleb's showing his ass. Let's do it. Let's play the game, and let's finally get a damn victory. Sick and tired of this. Let's go, Bears!
Bear down, Chicago Bears. Something. They're really great. Go, Bears.
Do we have a new theme song?
No, you got it.
I got to tell you guys, he was attempting to sing the Bears theme song there. I had, real quick, when I was in high school, I was probably 16 or so. And there was a gentleman that used to do a show here named Chet Kopick. You guys have probably heard of Chet Kopick, big time sports radio host. I called into the show. I was trying to get a Kopick on Sports cap, and they made me sing the fight song. And that's about how it sounded. Because if you know me, I don't do very well with lyrics. So just wanted to interlope.
Nobody else does either. Did you see the Bears post the video of in the parking lot at the tailgate? Like, there was a prize if somebody sang the fight song correctly, and there was all these
they got them
montages
all
of people who couldn't do it.
Yeah. I got to admit, like, I might be able to now, but
sometimes you get put on the spot, too, and you're just like,
You know who the producer was, by the way?
Who?
Dan McNeil.
Oh.
Who said, give the kid a cap. And I got one.
Aw.
Damn it. Yeah.
Next.
Hey, Meatball Machine. Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
Bear.
I still absolutely refuse to let this go to my head, but... yeah, that was nice.
Now here's Hozier. Can we bring back the XRT, DJ?
Here's Hozier, yeah. I don't have my set list in front of me here right now. So let's stick with the meatballs.
It's time to move on from the defensive backfield. Those guys never play. It's time to move on. Number one, number six. All those guys that are always hurt. It's time to move on.
What are you talking about? The defensive backfield... They had four turnovers. I mean, two of them were from a linebacker, but geez, man, like, what? You're listening to the Meatball Machine on a Plumber's 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. How many more meatballs we got, Robbie?
Oh, we got two more.
For this guy right here, though, I just want to point out, the guys he's talking about always hurt, probably Brisker, has been playing. The guy that is hurt, Jalen Johnson, hadn't been hurt. So, doesn't make a lot of sense. That's
yeah.
Finally, a complete game from this team. Bears.
It's my kind of guy right there.
Straight to the point.
And this is the last meatball. We're going down to story time. All right.
All right, meatball. Look, I'm in a weird, funky, up. mode because my 5-year-old decided to scratch the most expensive TV that I have here, one of them, and I don't know why he did it. He don't know why he did it other than he's 5, and his punishment was me just giving him the business, and I want to whoop his and get the belt, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to do that. Even if I was raised that way, I'm trying to use other methods. So I took away his Alexa, and I was so pissed off. I go in my room to take it, and I slam it down, and lo and behold, that bounces and then damages another TV upstairs. But the Bears won.
All right.
That sounds excruciatingly frustrating.
That's a comedy. That's ridiculous. Now that is irony. When you ruin your other TV because your child damaged one TV. That is it.
Yeah.
That is, I can say.
Take a walk.
Do 5-year-olds usually have Alexas? That's the biggest question I have coming out of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your Alexa will be taken away.
Bro, do you have niece?
You know what? I don't think that they have an Alexa, like their own Alexa.
I just said one niece.
You have niece.
Yeah, when you said niece, I was like, are you talking about his niece? I was
niece,
very confused.
Nieces.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine, just for you later. Here comes the Rick Raconteurs.
Well, the one thing you can say about the meatball machine today, it had range. It went some places. We got a lot of passionate callers.
Yeah. People still calling for jobs, even though they won. In convincing fashion, mind you.
God, that's what it's there for. The meatball machine does not talk back.
Doesn't talk back. No. We do, though.
Well, that's you know, that's the rub. That's the price you pay. There's a chance that we're going to comment on it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you need a grocery list? Is your grocery list football related? Is it a note to self? That's what it's here for. Do you want to talk about other teams? Then that's cool, too.
Meatball machine, everybody's football diary. But not just a football diary. It can be a baseball diary, too, because whew, the Cubs and whew, the White Sox and whew, basketball season right around the corner.
How excited are you about basketball season?
See, I'm not doing this to you today.
At least we know who the roster is going to be for the Bulls now. There was that whole Josh Giddey question that was hanging in the air for a while.
No, but you see how Grody tried to bait me just now?
A little bit. Do you realize, though, that this will be the first year of Billy Donovan as a Hall of Fame head coach? Do you think that will make a difference? Like, do you think he'll be just extra special this year because he's a Hall of Famer?
I think he's a Hall of Famer for his college basketball.
Oh, was it the Florida championships?
I mean, yeah. I covered one of them back to back. That'll send you.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it the Joakim? Well, they were both Joakim Noah, right?
Yes. Yeah. He got those guys to come back somehow, some way.
Other stars on that team?
It was the second one where it didn't look like they were going to repeat. But
Was Udonis on that team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else?
Corey Brewer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horford on that team?
Horford was on that team.
Big Al.
Good job. You guys, if this was Family Feud, we would have, we're good.
Something
guys,
about that Florida
Meatballs machine.
Something about that Florida team spoke to us all.
And look, I'm excited for basketball season, but I'm not going to get out here and take my shirt off in the studio because Mark Grody's like, I'm going to make you say something that makes you want to fight me. We're not doing that today.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Robbie's the one that you want to fight. I'm just the mediator.
No, Robbie's fine because he likes mediocrity and Josh Giddey jerseys.
Man,
Josh Giddey is not mediocre.
What if Giddey's
Bulls
listening?
Are mediocre.
Do you think Giddey will be top 10 MVP this year?
Duh. Are you kidding me?
I mean, if he keeps up with all those triple-doubles, man, I mean, how do you deny
triple-double
that?
Machine.
I will say this. I did push the over under on the Bulls to 43 games and took the over.
You're a degenerate.
You also put like 90 Bulls on your fantasy team.
And I got second place and got money in that league. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bad teams out here putting up empty stats, correct?
No, that's
how the NBA works.
That is true. We had the opposite of that in the Bears game. You know what I call a game like this? When everybody gets a share, everybody gets a piece of the pie. When you've got 9 receivers, for example, you got a bunch of ball carriers.
What do you call it?
I call that a make money day. Because those are the stats that when you come have a contract negotiation, those are the stats where they look a little bit better because everybody's making money today.
Who made the most money yesterday for the Chicago Bears?
Who made the most money?
Yeah, like Tyreek Stevenson. You
maybe
know,
Tremaine Edmonds with the 2 picks.
It's another third contract from Maine.
It's probably Tyreek Stevenson since he's like looking at contract problems right now. Like it's terms of trying to get someone to pay him a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, Cole Kmet gets a touchdown. DJ Moore was already making money, but I feel like that was just a good drive to see.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody made money yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
Braxton Jones. Jones made money yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good day. That was one of those days where your contract negotiation is easier because of that day.
Drew Dolman. Well, he just got here.
It's Caleb's money.
Some times where the clock was down to zero and something, yeah, and Drew Dolman got the ball off. He definitely made money today.
Give him a little
Is Caleb's future money just assumed, or did he make money yesterday?
I think his future money is assumed.
Okay.
Because it's like, an option, right? You pick up the option.
Yeah.
But then you could be like Jerry Jones and franchise tag him like he did with Dak Prescott. Yeah?
We have a text from the 8472. Sorry to... First ever meatball machine without a mention of Bajent. So that's always good.
Wow.
The city... Caleb Williams has cured the city.
That is actually amazing when I think about it.
That was a fun and surprisingly authentic meatball machine.
I'll take it.
I enjoyed it.
Except for the guy with the belt. Don't do that.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm not the only one who paints my nails in this world. There's a billion different colors. Do what you want to do.
Well,
he was just asking for your being playful. He wants your opinion.
You're the only one in this room that wears nail polish.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
out of the host. Yeah, I don't wear.
Why?
You know what? My advice is, it's actually like ask the person doing your nails. It's whatever chips the least, especially if you're not used to having a manicure. And you want a color, but you don't, like, you'll get annoyed if it chips off really fast.
So there are colors that are less prone to chipping?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm.
Interesting. That is the good answer. Then.
See, that's the answer you should
get.
Back on Family Feud. Good answer.
Sorry for the delay, but it really is the truth, because I feel like if you haven't had a manicure, the last thing you want is for you to be like, I didn't get my money's worth out of this. No.
See, that was good advice.
I am here to make you money, just like Caleb Williams made the Bears money yesterday. I feel like that was the case.
Bears.
I don't know how I feel about this post no Bajent meatball machine world.
It can come back. Don't worry.
I will say the meatball machine definitely is better when the Bears lose.
I'll put a little Warren Z.
No. We need to preach more positivity in the meatball machine. So more positivity in the meatball machine, please.
The guy wanting to get rid of the defensive backfield was kind of amazing. Like, what, sir? What? I need more words for you to make that make sense.
Words. There's like too many of them.
Now here's
There's
words.
Too many words.
We're going to play a fun game with our observations from the Bears game next. Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we like to play the game because it started last week.
Plinko?
I love Plinko. I want to play Plinko in real life, but I think that's impossible. So we played the game last week because Ben Johnson said the quarterback, or their quarterback, when he was talking about Jared Goff, who he had worked with at that point for years as the offensive coordinator.
You know, the quarterback for them.
So we wanted to examine it just to see whether or not it was indeed petty. And now we get to play the game again. Is this petty? Let's start with what we talked about with Dan Wiederer. That when Luther Burden was asked in the locker room if there was a name for the trick play, the flea flicker, where the Bears were able to score on the Cowboys and do it in an impressive fashion. He called it, he said, yes, White House was the name of the play. Now, speculation is out there saying that it was in reference to the Cowboys' White House of the 90s and that documentary coming out since they were playing the Cowboys.
How could it not be?
So, in the department of Is It Petty? It might be more G-move than that, if that's the case.
I think, number one, it is petty, and number two, it is wonderful and glorious and awesome. That's what I think.
I think it's hilarious.
Yes.
If it is that, we still don't know. We're listening.
What else could it be?
Yeah, well, we just on the record have the name of the play, but that was my assumption for sure.
So somebody has to ask the head coach today, is the play call, the White House, an allusion to the house that Dallas Cowboys used to hang out in the 90s?
You can't ask it like that.
How can you? Okay.
Because then it becomes just yes or no, and you don't give them an off-ramp.
Well, no, but we just want to know yes or no.
But you have to know, you have to ask, if it's not that, then what is it referring to?
And hopefully he doesn't.
Yeah, if he says no, then okay, then what is it? I mean, it's got to be. And it's good on them, by the way. It's hilarious, Bears.
Mark's grin when he said, it's got to be.
It's got to be. It's great. And I don't even think the Dallas Cowboys would be angry at that.
No.
They're angry they lost, but these players have nothing to do with that.
Only
they
one man has something to do with that.
The only thing that was more petty was, and we didn't even talk about it, but when the Lions reenacted the stumble bum as one of their celebrations last week.
That was petty.
Now, that's personal because that was the actual play regarding the actual people.
That's how
the music just stops.
That's how Ben Johnson aced his job interview, because he'd already interviewed at Soldier Field with the stumble bum. He's like, this is what I can bring to you. This is it.
Right.
So that was
Or we could do a flea flicker.
that was number one. And then number two was the observation online that I can't get through it without laughing. This is from the user. He should get some credit here. Davy.17 on X. Ben Johnson didn't use any timeouts during today's game at the Cowboys. Davy Dots says that it was a subtle nod to former head coach Matt Eberflus.
Oh, man.
The old tip of the cap.
And we double checked it. We all double checked it because there was a bit of confusion about one of the timeouts that was right before the touchdown to Cole Kmet. Indeed, the Bears did not call any timeouts.
It's beautiful. Was that, Layla, I ask you the question, was that petty?
If it is, it's so good. It's so good.
Meanwhile, the Cowboys used all six of their timeouts yesterday.
Well, that's also a change from previous convention by some personnel.
Listen, I love what Ben Johnson is doing. He's a fun head coach. He's the guy that you wanted to play for when you were in high school, middle school, whatever, right? Because the game was fun. Like, we're going to have fun out here.
We're going to embarrass teams.
You have to do your job, obviously, but as soon as you guys figure out how to do your job, now we can really have fun and unlock the treasure chest. And here's what I've got for this week. I'm going to start calling this man Inspector Gadget, okay? Because he's always got the gadgets working. He told us that. Also, did you hear when Caleb, after the win, called him Boss Man? Maybe they're calling him Boss Man over there. He's clearly the one in charge.
Do you know? No timeouts. like, what goes through your head if that's the case? Yeah, we should probably call a timeout here. Nope. No.
Nah. Let's keep our record clean. By the way, you know who else probably thinks the White House name is hilarious? Is the 90s Cowboys.
Absolutely.
If they caught wind of it. Michael Irvin heard about that. He's probably laughing his ass off right now. Own it.
I know one man who's not. Jerry Jones. He's not laughing.
Probably not.
He's having a bad... Well,
Jerry Jones brought this upon himself. He traded away Micah Parsons. He wanted to make contract negotiations theater. Like, he decided to get a head coach late in the cycle and fire his other head coach very late in the cycle. He brought this upon himself.
He is about that drama. It's
Did they show Jerry a lot? I haven't watched the television copy yet. Did they show a lot of Jerry?
I saw one in a box where he looked not pleased.
Okay. Who was he surrounded by? Was he just all alone?
I think it was Steven, his son.
Okay.
And then I couldn't make out
the
others.
The heir to the throne? Is that Steven? Steven would be the next.
Yeah, Steven's the heir to the throne.
Steven got next. Okay.
Steven's
got next. Yes.
Will he be the GM as well, or will he hire
I think Steven's
GM?
Smart enough to hire a GM.
Yeah,
I really do. Okay, maybe not. Layla's looking at me.
Until things change, they don't change.
There was a guy walking to, as I walked with the flood of people from the South Loop to Soldier Field yesterday, the best jersey I saw was a number 89 Dallas Cowboy. That's Ditka's number, with the Dallas Cowboys. What? It was great. Yeah. Yeah, because he played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Then who are you cheering for there? Like, is that person wearing it cheering for the Cowboys, or are they cheering for the Bears?
I'm going to think Cowboys because it was a Cowboys jersey. And so he is saying to Bears fans, hey, that's our Ditka. And I'm looking at him going, no. That's our Ditka. Not your Ditka. That's our Ditka.
Whose Ditka is it anyway?
Whose Ditka is it anyway? Your Ditka or my Ditka? That's what she said.
What was what's Court's fantasy team named? Put your...
Don't.
No. Oh, yeah. No, you can say it.
We've already been towing the line here.
No,
today.
It was like the legit name of her fantasy team.
Don't put
team.
Your Ditka in my buttkiss.
Yeah, don't put your Ditka in my buttkiss.
She said it.
She
not
said
us.
It. Not us. We're just quoting.
Quoting her, right.
We're
right.
Just quoting.
We're just quoting her. Yeah.
Layla's like, all right, guys.
We made Layla very uncomfortable today, Marshall.
I made her uncomfortable.
No, I said we are fighting. You and I were fighting earlier.
We were having a conversation over the air.
Yeah. Eric in Uptown is also correct. To that caller, I'm a guy who gets his nails done. Go for the no chip. It lasts almost a month. See, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes on people, it'll peel, too.
Okay.
On me, the no chip peels.
I think they just wanted
the
color. I think that's what the meatball. I just wanted a color. Red.
I'm telling you, it's not about that.
Well, for him, it was.
It's going to change. You're going to get there and decide on something different.
Okay.
I know how it goes.
The great manicure controversy of the show.
219 says there are still plenty of trolls for Bajent in the chats. Well, there are trolls for everything in the chats, right? Isn't that the job of the chat?
And to live under the bridge. Those are the jobs for the
great
trolls.
Chili Pepper song. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up next on XRT.
Would you like to introduce who's next on 670 The Score?
Oh, heck yeah. Coming up next, we've got... I've seen them both. Spiegel and Holmes, they are here. They have brought with them Victory Chicken. They have brought a bucket of chicken, a bucket of fries. Harold's is in the house today. So are Spiegel and Holmes. They are coming up next for a transition with Raheemi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.